Okay, so continuing now from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom of the page. V'omer v'yuda marav, and v'yuda said in the marav, shlosha lugin mayim, three lugim of water, a lug is a certain volume, so three lugim of water, shenofa l'soch and krotel shal yayin, that there fell inside of the water, inside of them, l'sochon, inside of them, a krotel of yayin, a krotel of wine, a krotel is a very small amount of wine, u'marehen kamari yayin, and their appearance, from the word ri'ah, their appearance is kamari yayin. So their appearance, meaning the water, this body of water, the appearance of this water is kamari yayin, looks like wine. So, v'noflu l'mikvah, now this body of water then subsequently fell inside the mikvah. So Rav Yehuda Merav says, lo pasluha, pasluhu. So this water does not passel the mikvah. Rashi says, lo pasluhu, it doesn't passel the mikvah. Meaning to say, zilbasa chazusa, go after the appearance of the liquid which goes in. The yayin eino posel as a mikvah. And since this looks like wine, so wine does not passel the mikvah. Upsul mikvah b'mayim she'uvim midrabbanenhu. The invalidation of a mikvah with b'mayim she'uvim, with drawn water, mayim she'uvim is drawn water, is midrabbanen, is rabbinic. Because the issue here is that you're putting drawn water. I mean, that's what it is. Drawn water is being introduced inside the mikvah, which normally would passel the mikvah. So a mikvah is only kosher with regular rainwater. So if you, for example, if you pour water into a bucket, and then pour that water into the mikvah, so that water is now, that's called drawn water, that passels it. So the shaila is this called drawn water to passel the mikvah? So what Rav is saying is that because it has the appearance of wine, and it's not called water, it wouldn't passel the mikvah. So on this, the Gemara says, Maskiv lo Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana challenges this by saying, V'kima bein zeh l'meitzeva. How is this different? What's the difference between this and dyed water? Tseva is dyed. What is the difference between this and dyed water? The Tanan that we learned in the Mishnah. We say in the Mishnah, in Erevin, Rabbi Yossi says, Mei tseva postlem is a mikvah. Dyed water passels the mikvah. Dyed water passels the mikvah. B'shloshes lugin, with three lugin. So, let's see, one second. Yep, no Rashi's on that. So you have three lugin of dyed water, it passels the mikvah. So how is this different? So the question is you got this water which is dyed with wine, and we're saying that does not passel the mikvah, but yet the Mishnah there says in Erevin that dyed water will passel the mikvah with three lugin. And it's three lugin, so and that's the case of Rav as well, there's three lugin of water. So it seems to be a contradiction. Amalei Rava says back to Rav Kahana, Hossam over there in that Mishnah is Maya de Tziva Mikre. It's called the dyed water is called Maya de Tziva, dyed water. In other words, the definition of it, the description of it is water. It's dyed water. It's colored water. It's colored water, but it's called water. But Hocha over here in Rav's case is Chamra Meziga Mikri. We call this diluted wine. It's diluted wine. Chamra Meziga is diluted wine. So there's no rashes on this, but that it seems to be that with wine, we call it, with the water which is diluted with wine, it's the description of it is called diluted wine. So if it has an identity, a name of wine, then wine does not pass all, wine does not, or drawn wine, drawn any kind of liquid except for water, does not pass the mikveh, and that's the critical point over here. So once you call this substance which is going in water, then you have to ask: is this called? Is it drawn water? Is it regular? Or is it gathered water? So is drawn water passes the mikveh? So that will be the difference. So asks the Gemara of Hatani Reb Chia, but didn't Reb Chia teach a brisa? The Brisa says, Haridu es a mikveh, they bring down literally the mikveh. So Rashi says, "V'hatani Reb Chiya, didn't Reb Chiya teach in a brisa, shloshes lugin mayim shenafal l'seuchin kurtzav shal yayin, that three lugin of water that fell inside of them a kurtzav of yayin of wine, umarein kamar yayin, and their appearance is like wine, v'nafal mikveh, and they fell inside a mikveh, haridu as a mikveh, they do indeed bring down the status of the mikveh, mehechshero." Lift the psul from its state of kashrus, from its kosher status, to psul, to invalidation. So lechora, it's a contra. So this seems to be saying explicitly, a brisa is saying something which is really contradictory to what Rav said. They hear the brisa saying, yes, indeed, the water which is mixed with wine will invalidate the mikveh. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav answers, lo kosher, there's no difficulty. Because Har Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Harabonin, because one is going according to Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, one's going according to Rabbanan. And there was really a machlokas tanaim about this, and the Brisa here is going according to one opinion, and Rav is saying his opinion according to the other opinion in the machlokas tanaim. One's Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, and one's Rabbanan. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Shloshes Lugin Mayim, three lugim of water, Chasa Krotov. So three lugim of water, chaser minus a krotov, missing one krotov. So just let's see Rashi on that. Garsinan hacha bereisha b'seifa. Okay, so Rashi just says garsinan hacha bereisha b'seifa. Bereisha b'seifa. We have this girsa here in the beginning of the Mishnah as well as in the end of the Mishnah. Let's see what that means. But anyway, the Mishnah is saying that a shloshes lugim of wine. Of water, three lugim of water, but missing a krotov, shenafel lesochan krotov yayin, that a krotov of yayin fell inside this mix, this water. Umareyin kamara yayin, and now the appearance looks like wine. V'nafel mikveh, and then this goes inside a mikveh, falls inside a mikveh. Lo pasluhu, that does not pass on the mikveh. Rashi says lo pasluhu. It doesn't pass on the mikveh. Mishum, because the chasru krotov, because it's missing a krotov of water. Avil I have a mikara shloshes lugin shleimim, but if there was, from the very beginning, shloshes lugin, three lugim of water, shleimim, complete, lugim of water, shleimim, complete, v'nofal lesochon krotov yayin, and then into that there fell a krotov of yayin, and kamara yain, and then its appearance looks like yain, it's wine. Pasluhu, that would passel it. For hadatani Reb Chiya, and therefore that which the brisa which Reb Chiya taught, haridu as a mikveh, it brings down the mikveh. Ki haitana sevrulei, he's holding like this tana. He's holding like this tana that says, like we just said, that if it was a full three lugin of water, and then the wine fell in it, inside of it, then it would pass it, because this Tana is saying right now that the only time that the introduction of the wine into the water will not pass the mikveh which it goes inside of is only if it's three lugin minus a krutov, and then the three lugin is completed by the wine, then it would not pass the mikveh. But as Rashi just pointed out, that the implication is, if it started off as three lugin of water, and then a krotov of wine was added to that three lugin, then that would pass the mikveh. That's the mashmos, that's the diuk in the Mishnah here. Now the Mishnah continues, v'chein and simli gimel lugin mayim chasa krotov, also three lugin of water minus a krotov, shenafel l'sochen krotov cholov, that there fell inside of it a krotov of milk, Umarin Kamar Mayim, and this looks like water, right? The appearance looks like water, v'nafla mikveh, and it fell inside the mikveh. Lo pasle, wouldn't pasle it also. So the first case is you have a krotov of yayin falling in to three lugin of water minus a krotov, and in the first case it looks like wine, and in the second case it's milk, and now the final appearance is water, but still lo pasle, it doesn't pasle it. Now, let's just see Rashi on that. Lo pasluhu. Actually, I'm going to save the Rashi on that one. We'll do that afterwards. But then Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yochum ben Nuri says, no, hakol holach achar mara, everything goes after the appearance. So let's see the Rashi's now. Lo pasluhu, so in this last case of the milk going in, it doesn't passel the mikveh. Time at the sefer, the reason for the end part of this mission of the second case is nami mishum dechos a krotov, because it's missing a krotov. Right, it's missing a krotov. You don't have a krotov. The water is missing the krotov to begin with. The gabayaya nami have a motzle misnei ki ay gavna. And regarding the wine also, it could have taught. Have a motzle misnei, it was able to have taught. Motzi is able. Have a motzle misnei, it could have taught ki ay gavna, like this case as well, like this scenario too. Bereisha at the beginning, v'nisninahu b'chadabava, and the Mishnah could have taught them all in both of them b'chadabava in one phrase, bava is a phrase or segment, in one segment, hachi, like this, shloshes lugim mayim, three lugim of water, chas a krotov, minus a krotov, shenofa l'sochon krotov yayin, that there fell inside of them a krotov of yayin, or milk fell inside of it, bein shemarei and kamar mayim, whether the appearance of the final liquid is like the appearance of mayim of water, or bein shemarei and kamar yayin, or whether their appearance is like the appearance of yayin, right? Lo pasluho. I think really Rashi means to say here, or bein shemarein kamar yayin or cholov, because if we're putting them both into one segment, the case of mayin and the of yayin in the case of cholov, so then the point would be is whether the final appearance is water or the final appearance is wine or milk. Lo pasluhu. Actually, the truth is no. I apologize. Take that back, because the scenario of the milk going into the water, the final appearance is water. So it seems like because milk is lighter and it doesn't show up, right? Because it doesn't show up, it doesn't turn the water into looking like milk. So right, that's the point. So with wine though, it turns the water to look like wine. So that's the point. So Rashi is saying that really the Mishnah could have just taught the two cases in one bava, in one segment. I'll just read this again. V'nisninahu, right, going back a few lines up. V'nisninahu b'chad bava, we could have taught it all in one bava, in one segment. Hachi, like this. Shloshes lugim mayim, three lugim of water, chas a krotov, minus a krotov, shenofel a sochon krotov yayin, that it fell inside of them, krotov of yayin or cholov or of milk, bein shemarei and kamar mayim, whether their appearance is like the appearance of water, right, which is the example of milk going into it, or bein shemarei and kamar yayin, or their appearance is the appearance of wine, as in the first case where wine goes inside of it. Lo pasul doesn't pasul the mikveh. So why does the Mishnah break it up into two cases? Ela ki urcha de milsa katani lehu. Rather, like the normal way of the matter, it taught them. Like the normal way, like the way of the matter, of the circumstances, katani lehu, it taught them. Shehayayin, the wine, shehu edom, the wine which is red, hofech asamayim emareihen, it turns around the water from their appearance, it makes the water look different. Avalachol, but milk, ein darko lahapoch asamareihen, it's not its way to turn around the appearance to make it look like milk. So there's no major reason why the Mishnah breaks it up into two different parts. It's just to emphasize the Metzias difference. There's a difference in Metzias, that wine tends to turn water to look like wine, and the milk doesn't. So it brings the point out much more clearly by breaking the two cases up into two parts in the Mishnah. But the din is the same, though, and this is all according to the Tanakhama, which is the Rabbanan, that the, again, just to recap on this, it's only because the water's missing a krotov to begin with that the mikveh doesn't become posel. But the diuk is, as Rashi said earlier, that if it started off with a shloshes lugin of water, then it doesn't make a difference what fell inside of it, whether it was milk or wine. and the final, and even if the final appearance is looks like wine, right, in the first part of the Mishnah, right, then it would go, then it would pass the mikveh, right, would pass the mikveh, even if it looks like wine, to which now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori disagrees, and he says, no, it goes after the mara, goes after the appearance. Rashi explains, hakol holach achar mara, everything goes after the appearance of the final liquid, the gabe yayin, and regarding the wine, afil having mikara shloshes lugin, even if originally it was three lugin, shleimim, complete lugin of water, gave it the marayin, since their appearance now is kamarayin, is like the appearance of wine, lo pasluho, it doesn't passel it. Now Rashi just concludes the whole thing and says, Rav kavasei savalei, and Rav, like him, it is held to him. Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, v'gabei cholov, and regarding milk, the second case in the Mishnah, afal gad mikara chasa krotov, even though that originally it was missing a krotov of water, havu mashlu lehu cholov, the milk completes for them, completes the volume of the shloshes lugim to make it, and since it looks like water, and it's therefore not possible. And that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori holds, and that's what Rav holds. So now in this, the Gemara says, so ha mebayi bayi la repapa. The following, or this, a question, bayi la repapa. Repapa questioned. So mebayi means a question, a quandary. Bayi means to ask. So repapa asked a question about la, about it. So again, ha, the following, or this, mi bai bai la repapa, the bai repapa, that repapa asked, the following. Rav, tani chasa krota bereisha, did Rav learn the Mishnah that it was missing a krotov in the first case of the yayin? Meaning to say that, as we've learnt it till now, that the Reisha, the Mishnah, about the Yayin, is a case of where the Shloshes Lugin were missing one Kurtov. Did Rav indeed learn the Mishnah that way? Such that, Aval Bat, such that the following, Aval Bat, Shlosha Lugin, if it would be three Lugin, if the case was three Lugin, the Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, which is the Rabbanah, Pasle, they would say it's possible. And this is everything we've been learning till now. I mean, it's not a chiddush. We'll see in a second what the other side of the possibility would be. But did Rav, again, Rapop is asking, did Rav learn the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, that it's a case of missing a krotov, such that if it started off with three lugin, that according to the Tanakhama, in that situation, Pasley, the mikveh would be possible, because now it's starting off as three lugin of water, and even if the appearance is turned to wine, it's possible. V'asr Rabbi Yochanan lemeimara, and Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah comes to say that no, it's not possible. Hakol holach achar amara, that everything goes after the appearance. And Rav Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, and Rav is saying his din like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori. So this is just a recap of everything we've said till now. But where Papa is questioning that, he's saying, does Rav really learn the Mishnah this way, such that now Rav will come out saying like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori? O Dilma, or perhaps Rav lo tani chasa krota bereisha, or perhaps Rav did not learn the case of the Reisha as being Chasa Kurtov. Or Rav didn't learn it's missing a Kurtov in the Reisha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori ki polig, when he argues, Asefahu de polig, on the end part of the Mishnah, the case of the Cholov, it is that he argues, Rav said, what he said, Kedivri Hakol, according to the words of everybody. So let's just see Rashi on this to explain this. Rashi says, V'ha Mibayi Bayila Vechulei. And this is a question that he asked, Vechulei, etc. Aha Parchina. On this, we ask, Du'ukimna L'Rav K'Rab Yochanan, that we established Rav to be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, V'lo K'Rabbanan, and not like the Rabbanan. Rapapa is questioning the assertion that Rav comes out like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and not like the Rabbanan. The boy Rapapa, the Rapapa asked, Rav, the Amala Eil, Rav that said earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, Lo Pasluhu, that the mikveh or the water, the three lugin of water, to which is added the quarter of Yayin, does not passel the mikveh, Lo Pasluhu, does not passel it. Hechitani, how does he learn this Mishnah, which we've just quoted? Mitani, Chasa Krotav Bereisha? Did he learn that it's a situation of missing a Krotav in the Reisha, in the first case, in the case of the wine, such that V'ihava Shalmim Paslu, that if they were Shalim, if they were complete, if there was a complete three lugan of water to begin with, they would Pasel. But to Loka Rav, and not like Rav, the Tanakama would not be like Rav, V'ihu, but he, and he, Rav, Da'amah K'Rab Yochanan, his opinion is, Da'amah, that he's saying K'Rab Yochanan, like Rab Yochanan. Everything we said till now. O Dilma, or perhaps, Rav, Lo Tani Bereisha Chasa Kortav. Rav did not learn in the beginning that it's missing a Kortav. V'amr L'Milsai, and he said his statement, his law, to La'el above, Afilu K'Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakama. So if the Tanakama of the Mishnah is a case where it starts off with Shloshes Lugin, and the wine is added, it turns its color to wine, does not passel it. So then, as Rashi continues, the Rabbanan, Trevayhu, both of them, both characteristics, they require. The Rabbanan require two characteristics to passel the mikveh. Shi'ura, the measurement of three lugin of water, v'chazusa, and also the appearance of water. The appearance of it. Chazusa means appearance. V'rav, and Rav, da'ama k'divrei hakol. And therefore Rav would be saying k'divrei hakol according to everybody. The kuli alma that everybody, the whole world holds, chazusa mihos bi'inon. That the appearance of water, however, mihos means however, it's hard to translate it that way, but indeed, I'm not sure it's one of these expressions. Chazusa miyas b'inon, the chazusa we still need. We need chazusa. We need the appearance. And since the three lugin of the water has now become discolored with the wine, so therefore it doesn't. It's missing that characteristic of appearance, and therefore it does not pass the mikveh. Now that was, so then Rav would be going like everybody. You know, both the whole Mishnah, the Tanakhama and the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds you need appearance. And then you'd have to say the Rabbi Chiya, who brought the Braisa earlier, that it would passel the mikveh. Now Rabbi Chiya was not saying this by himself, he was quoting a Braisa. So that Braisa which he quotes would just disagree with this opinion, with all opinions in this Mishnah. So then Rashi continues. So that's the two sides of the argument, of the quandary the Rapapa has. Now the Gemara then says, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, The Gemara says Rapapa mi boyilei. So Rapapa had a quandary about this. The Rapapa mi boyilei was a question to him, as we just stated.
But to Rava, pshitalei. To Rava, it was simple. It was not a question. Because the way we quoted the Mishnah in the first place was quoted by Rava, and Rava said, there's no contradiction between Bechia and Rav, because Rav goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rav Chia goes like the Tanna Kamma. That's how Rava explained it. So obviously Rava didn't have a quandary about this question, this issue about how to learn the Resha. So Rashi says the Rava Pshitale to Rava is simple to him. The Rav Tani Chasa Kurta Beresha, the Rav taught missing a Kurtav in the Resha, the Lo Boy Tanna Kamma Elishi Ura, that the Tanna Kamma does not require Lo Boy Tanna Kamma, that the Tanna Kamma does not require Ella except Shiura, only the measurement. In other words, the way Rava learned the Mishnah was like we learned originally, that it's missing a Kurtav, and therefore the only thing which the Tanna Kamma requires is just the measurement. So the reason why it's not possible is because it doesn't have the measurement. But if it had the measurement of three lugim to begin with, even if it turned color to wine, it would still be possible, because according to the first version, that's Rava holds, the Tanna Kamma does not require only shiura, only the measurement to passel it. For Rav de Kopid Name Achazusa, and Rav who is particular also for the appearance that until it has the appearance of water, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amra Lemilsei, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he said his halacha. So Rava never had a question about this. That's how Rava learned, plain, like we learned originally. But it was Rav Papa who had the question. So the Gemara says, again, read that again. The Rav Papa, my boy, later Rav Papa, it was a question. The Rava, Pshita later, Rava was Pshita to him. Om Rav Yosef said, Lo Shemili Ha Shemaita. Rav Yosef says, it was not heard to me. I never heard this whole discussion. Ha Shemaita. Rashi says, Amar Rav Yosef Lo Shemili Ha Shemaita. Talmido shel Rav Yehuda ani. I'm a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. Lo shamati mepiv shemua zu. I never heard from his mouth this teaching. The Amarin Leel that we said earlier, b'shmei, in his name. Gimel lugim maim shenafel letochan. Three lugim of water that fell, that a quarter of wine fell inside of it. So he's challenging the original statements that we had of Rav Yehuda Marav. He says, I'm a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, and I never heard him say such a thing. So the Gemara says, Omalei Abaye. Abaye said back to Rav Yosef, Atamartalot the Halon. What do you mean? You told us this. You said this to us. Rashi says, Omalei Abaye. Abaye said to him, now Rav Yosef, he says, Rashi said, V'chulei. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was sick. V'shokach Talmudo, and he had forgotten what he'd learned. V'habaya maskiron, Abaya reminds him, mashakibu himenu, what he received from him. So again, Abaya says to him, you know, you told us this. Unfortunately, you're sick right now. I'll read the Gemara inside and get the words inside again. At Omrat, you said, la it nahalon to us. You told us this. Vahochi Omrat nahalon, and this is what you said to us. The Rav lotani chasakurtov, that Rav did not learn in the Mishnah chasakurtov, that it's missing a kurtov, Beresha in the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan asefa polik, and Rabbi Yochanan was arguing with the Sefer. For Rav Domaka Divrei Hakol, and Rav said like everybody. So this is like the second version of the quandary of Rav Papa. Let's see Rashi again. Rashi says, Omale Abaye, we did that one already. Va'at Omrad Lahalon, you told us this. Kashishanisa Mishnah Zu, when you taught this Mishnah, when you taught us this Mishnah, Omrad Lana, you said to us, Alei, about it, you said about it. He memrad of Yehuda Marav. That statement of Yehuda Marav, upirashta lando, and you explained to us the Rav lo hava tani chasakurta bereisha, and you explained to us that Rav never learned circumstances to be missing a kortav bereish at the beginning of the Mishnah, va'omar lemilsei ledivrei hakol, and he was saying his halacha according to all opinions of that Mishnah. So that's the end of that tricky little sugya, and we move on now to the last statement of Rav Yehuda Marav, as follows. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Chavis Melea Mayim, Shenofle Le'yam HaGadol, a barrel that was filled with water that fell into the Yom HaGadol. The Yom HaGadol is actually the Great Sea, which is a reference to the Mediterranean. So he said, HaTovel Shom, someone who immerses himself as going into the mikveh over there, Tevila. So, also lo Tevila. The Tevila does not rise up for him, or did not rise up. Lo also, lo, did not rise up for him, the Tevila. And the reason is, he says, because Chayshinan, we're afraid, we're concerned, l'shlosha lugin, for shlosha lugin, for three lugin, Shelo yiyu b'makom echad, that they shouldn't be in one spot, in one place. So the barrel of water, which has fallen into the sea, maybe the water is going to remain stationary in one spot, and maybe the three lugin of water, of drawn water from this barrel, in one spot, and therefore anyone who goes into the mikveh in that area, the tevila would not be effective. And the reason why this is the issue, because the water does not, let's look, I think Rashi says, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, HaTovel Shom, the one who goes into the mikveh over there, but Usamakim in that spot, Lo also lo tevila, Shema kol mayim shahoye b'chavis, lest all the water that was in that were in the barrel, Omdum Yachad, are standing all together, V'shema ba'zeh, and lest this one came in, Rosh of Arubo, his head, and the majority of his body, but Mayim Shu'uvim, in drawn water. And Rashi ends off saying, V'zeh echod min aposlim as a truma, this is one of the circumstances which would invalidate the person. Would invalidate truma. A postum is a truma which would invalidate truma, would make possible the truma. So this is something which needs explanation. I'm not going to get into the details of this right now. We can discuss when we get together. But there's a takonis chachomim, a decree of the chachomim, which say that the person who goes inside, who immerses himself in drawn water, will actually become tomei. Strangely enough, even though he's not touching tumah, he's not touching anything which is tumah itself, but by immersing himself inside drawn water would actually make him into what's called a sheni l'tumah, a second degree tumah, to invalidate truma, to make possible truma. There are different levels of tumah. The highest level of tumah is avi avos tumah, which means the father of fathers of tumah, referring to a corpse. And then as things touch the higher levels of tumah, they themselves become lower levels of tumah. And there's a level of tumah called a sheni l'tumah, a second degree tumah, as a result of touching a rishon l'tumah, a first degree tumah. And the rule of a sheni l'tumah, second degree tumah, is that it will invalidate truma, which is the food given to the kohen. So the chachamim made a decree that drawn water, right, will make a person a sheni latuma, to make possible the truma. And the reason for this, even though I said I'm not going to get into it, I guess I'm saying it right now, the reason for this is that in olden times when people would go to the mikvahs were not as clean as they are today, even though some mikvahs today also not so clean, but generally speaking, the mikvahs back in the day were not so clean, and people had the practice of taking a shower afterwards in clean water after going to the mikvah. And many people began to then make a mistake in thinking that the taking the shower or dipping themselves in clean water, drawn water, was the actual mikveh process, the mikveh ritual. And many people were neglecting going to the mikveh and then relying upon the immersion in the drawn water, washing oneself with drawn water afterwards. So the Chacham made a decree that anyone who washes their entire body in drawn water would become a Sheini L'Tumma, would become a second degree Tumma. And so that's what the Gemara is speaking about over here. So this guy, so Rav Yudah Marav saying about this fellow who's dipping himself into the sea to do Tevila, but if there's drawn water over there from this barrel, so then the Tevila is not effective. But more than that, not just ineffective, but it would actually make him into a Sheini L'Tumma, a second degree Tumma. By the way, today also, when people go to the mikveh, you know, men go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, etc. So it's actually not proper for the person going to the mikveh to take a shower right afterwards. If one is going to take a shower after the mikveh, they should at least, you know, go to the mikveh and then go home and later on take a shower. But you shouldn't go into the mikveh, and, you know, it's always a funny thing people see when they haven't gone to the mikveh before, they go in and they see everyone taking a shower beforehand, and that's what they do. They take showers before going to the mikveh to make sure that they're clean, so the mikveh itself is clean. So, you know, it seems like counterintuitive. Why would you take a shower before the mikveh? But the reason is for this reason, because if they take the shower after the mikveh, that resembles this thing over here of going into drawn water. So, which would, back in those days, you know, that going into the shower afterwards would actually make him, put the person into a worse situation, make him into a Sheini L'Tumma. So anyway, so the Gemara is saying over here, so back to the Gemara, so Chayshin L'Shlosha Lugin Shloyeh B'Makam Echad, we're concerned for three Lugin of drawn water that they shouldn't be congregated all in one place. So that's what Rav Yudah Marav says. So the Gemara explains, V'Davka, and this is specifically the Yom HaGadol. This is specifically for the Mediterranean Sea, the Yom HaGadol. Why? Dekoi v'kaima. Because that, literally, dekoi, that it's standing and sustained. Kaima is to be sustained. Koi means standing. So it's an expression. Koi v'kaima means that they are standing still. The water is standing still. It means the Mediterranean Sea had more of a tendency to be more stagnant and not be with less volatility and movement. So therefore, that's why specifically, L'Yom HaGadol, we have this rule. Aval, but Nahar Ba'alma, a regular river, lo, then this wouldn't be applicable. And the reason is because regular river, it's free flowing, it's moving, and there's no concern of the water being congregated in one spot because it's going to right away dissipate because of the flowing river. So that's that. And then the Gemara continues and says, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned in a brisa also like this, the same thing. Chavis Melea Yayin, a barrel filled with wine. Here the brisa speaks about a case of wine, but the same concept will be true here as well. A barrel filled with wine, Shenofl L'Yom HaGadol, which fell into the Yom HaGadol, HaTovel Shom, someone who toivels there, Lo also Lo Tevila. The Tevila will not go up for him, does not rise up for him. And the reason is because wine is not obviously an effective liquid for doing tevila in, and the fear here is not the issue we had before of him being tamei because of drawn water, but because wine is not an effective liquid for tumah for tahara in a mikveh. So the Bryce is saying that, you know, if you put this barrel of wine inside the Yom HaGadol, then we're afraid that maybe it's going to be congregated in one place, as the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Chayshin L'Shlosha Lugin. We're afraid for three Lugin of She'uvim. Now, the Brisa says three Lugin of drawn water, which is misleading a little bit. Shlibim Mokam Echot, which shouldn't be in one place. So there's different Gersaris of the Gemara. Some don't have this line in the Brisa. But even if you have it in there, it's still the same concept. We're afraid, because it's this fear of the gathering together of whatever liquid is invalid in one spot in the Yom HaGadol, and that's the issue. The gathering together of liquid X or Y, which is invalid for mikveh, the gathering together in one spot in the Yom HaGadol. So, but the point is, the Brisa is illustrating that, you know, the Gemara is bringing this Brisa to show that, yeah, this is what we say in the Brisa, that the same idea that we're afraid in the Yom HaGadol, that the liquid water, the water or the wine, is going to be gathered in one spot. And then the Braisa continues and says, V'chein, and similarly, kikar, a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, shel truma, of truma, shenofel sham, that fell over there, in this place where the wine had gathered together in the Yamagodol. After the, now this is, we're talking about over here, actually Rashi says, V'chein kika shel truma shenofel sham, acha shetovel zeh v'ola. After the individual went inside that, it was toivel in that spot, and then came out. So that's the case of the kika shel yayin. I'll go back to the previous Rashi's in a second, but let me just finish the case. So the Braisa says, tomei. This, the kika of truma is tomei. And Rashi says, shema hayayin omid v'mekomo, lest the wine was standing in its place, v'nitma machmas ha'odim, and became tomei because of the person going into it, v'chaza v'timar, v'chaza, and then it returned, v'tima es ha'kikar, and was metama, the loaf of bread. So, right, and this is all because the wine is feared that it's going to be staying in one place. So let's just catch up on those rashes before that, the few rashes. We're going to skip the one on e'efshir l'shlosha lugin, because Rashi doesn't have that girsim from the Gemara, so we're going to skip that Rashi. So we're going to start from the 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the wider lines over there. Tanya Nami Hach, we learned in the Braisa likewise, the Chayshinin that we're afraid, in the Yamagodol, in the Mediterranean, Lamashkin, for liquids, Hanoflim, Bo, which fall in over there, Shehim Omdim, that they stand still, but Makomom in their place. Chavish Shal Yayin, the Bryce's case was a barrel of wine. Garcinon, that's the girsa we have, it's wine. But Bryce, that's the girsa we have in the Bryce, that it's of wine. For Hochi Garcinon, but Tosefta, and this is also the girsa we have in a Tosefta as well. So apparently there's a machlokos whether the Bryce is, again, there's different girsas of the Bryce. Is it of wine? Is it of water? But Lamaisa, we're going to go with right now with the fact that it's wine. And as I said before, the issue is that wine is not an effective liquid for tevila. And we're afraid again that this wine is gathered in one spot, and therefore his tevila would not be effective. So the Braisa then added on this case of the kikar, of the loaf of bread which fell in that area. And it becomes tomei after the guy went in there, came out, because he was Tome, he was Matama the wine, and the wine is now Matama the kikar, the loaf of bread. So the Gemara asks on this and says, my v'chein. What does this mean, my v'chein? Why and similarly? Or what does it mean and similarly? Rashi says, pshita, it's obvious, kivan de chayeshis, l'shema, hayayin, ome, b'mekomo. It's obvious. It's simple. Since you're concerned for lest the wine standing b'makoma in its spot, ikalamechash, there is also to be concerned shenitma hakika, that the loaf of bread became tomei. I mean, that's obvious. If the wine is standing in one spot and the guy goes in, it's metama the wine is going to be metama the kikar. So what's the chiddush? Why does the Brais have to say that? So the answer's mahu detema. What could you have said? What might you have said? Rashi says, Mahu detema, what might you have said? Actually, I'll just read the Gemara first. What might you have said? Hossam over there, uke gavra achazke. Over there, regarding the person going into the wine, establish the man, gavra means man, uke, establish gavra, the man, achazke, on his cheske, on his chazaka of being tomei. We establish the man of being on, with being on the chazaka, his chazaka of being tomei. But over here with the kikar, with the loaf of bread, uke truma acheske, establish the truma on its chazaka. Kamash malon, thus the Braisa teaches otherwise. In other words, maybe we understand that the person going into that area of where the wine is, so he's tomei, because he has a chazaka of being tomei. All along, the person has a chazaka of being tomei. But the truma that has a chazak of being tahor, maybe wouldn't say we wouldn't extend this gezeira, this concern, this chashash of the wine being gathered in one spot, to even override the chazaka of the truma being tahor. So let's see Rashi inside. What might you have said? Afal gavda legabe tevila. Even though that regarding tevila, chayshinon, we're concerned legabe kikar. Sorry, legabe tevila, chayshinon, regarding the tevila, the guy, we're concerned of the wine being gathered in one spot. But legabe kikar, but regarding the loaf of bread, lo chayshinon, maybe we shouldn't be concerned. Why? To hamilsa sveikahi. That behold, this is a doubtful circumstance, it's a doubtful matter. To milsa sveikahi. I koyayim beduchte. Ilo. It's a doubtful matter if the wine is standing beduchte in its spot. Duchte is Aramaic for place. Ilo or not. Is the wine standing in its spot? It's a doubtful issue. The gabe gavra, so, and regarding the man, hu da amrinan lo alslo tevila. Regarding the individual, it is that we say that the tevila does not go up for him. Uki gavra achoske. Why? Because established the man on his chazaka, for hu tomei haya, and he was tomei. U tevila sofek atabola taharo. And now, with a tevila sofek, with a tevila of doubt, you're coming to be metahir him. You're coming to purify him. So altetareno, do not purify him. It's like Rashi is going into like a conversation, back and forth. He has a chazok of being tomei, and now you're trying to be metahir him, allow him to be tohor by going in this spot in the water, in the ocean, in the water, in the sea. But because of this tevila sofek, and in this tevila sofek, the tevila sofek, maybe the wine is over there where he's going in. You're being metaihe, you're trying to be metaihe, alta tarena, do not be metaihe, mesophic, out of sophic. I'll read that again. It's a bit of a tricky sentence. I'll go back a line above. Let's go back. I'm going to read the whole Rashi again, make it easier. Afal gabda lagabe tevila, even though regarding the tevila, chayshinon, we're concerned, lagabe kika lo chayshinon, but regarding the kika, the loaf of bread, we shouldn't be concerned. Why? The hamilsa sveikahi, that behold, this is a doubtful matter. I koyayim beduchte, if the wine is standing in its spot, ilo or not. The gabe gavra, and regarding the individual, the man, hu da amrinan lo alsa tevila. It is that we say that his tevila does not go up for him. Because uke gavra achoske, because we establish the man on his chazaka, for hu tomei haya, and he was tomei, upa tevila sofek atabola taro, and with this tevila sofek, you're coming to mimetaha him. We respond, altit harenu, do not be mimetaha him, mesofek, mesofek. That's all vis-a-vis the man. Vahocha, but here, with regard to the kikar, uki truma chazke, establish the truma on its chazaka. V'hibe cheskes tahora, and it is in its status of being tahor, kaima, it's standing. Kamesh malon, therefore the Braisa teaches us that no, we say that the kikar also is tomato, and we say that we're also concerned with the kikar as well. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara there. The next Mishnah begins and says, Me'idim onu b'ishploni, we testify about a certain individual, Shechayv lechavera mosayim zuz, that he's obligated to his friend 200 zuz. That's the testimony the Edom are bringing to Bezdin, that Reuven is obligated 200 zuz to Shimon. V'nimtzu zomamim, and then these Edom are found to be zomamim. So the Mishnah says, Lokin, they get Malkus u'mishalmin, and they also have to pay as well. As they get Malkus for the false testimony, for the discredited testimony, and they also have to pay the amount of money which they were trying to impose upon Reuven to pay 200 zuz. And the reason the Mishnah gives is Shelo Hashem, that the name, literally the name Hamavion Lide Makos, which brings them to the hand of Makos, is not the name which is Mevion Lidei Tashlume, which brings them to the hand of Tashlume, to the hand of payment. So the word Shaloh at the beginning of the sentence is going on the whole sentence. Shaloh Hashem HaMevin Lidei Makos Mevin Lidei Tashlume. The name which brings them to the hand of Makos is not the name which brings them to the hand of Tashlume. The name is referring to the Pasuk. The Pasuk, the law, which we'll see in Rashi, which brings them to the hand of Malkus, is not the hand, the Pasuk which brings them to the hand of Tashlume. So let's see Rashi on that. Shlo Hashem, Rashi's girsa is slightly different. Shlo Hashem Mechayev Malkus Mechayev Tashlume. The shame which is Mechayev him, Malkus, is not the shame which is Mechayev him Tashlume. Malkus is Mishum Lo Sa'ana. The chiyuv of Malkus is because of the pasuk of Lo Sa'ana, don't testify falsely against your friend. And the Tashlumin and the payment of Tashlumin is Mishum is because of the pasuk of Kasha Zomam. Kasha Zomam is the pasuk of Hazoma. So these are the words the Mishnah says, Divrei Rebbe Meir, these are the words of Rebbe Meir. And Rashi just adds over here, Hashem is a mikra, the verse. That's what I said before, it means the verse. So Reb Meir says that they get two punishments. One, Malkus for testifying falsely, and two, Tashlumen because of Kashev Zomim. Whatever the particular thing they were trying to impose upon the defendant, they get. That's Kashev Zomim. So it's two separate consequences for them. But the Mishnah continues and says, the Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say no. Kolam ishalem in eloka. If you're paying, anyone who pays doesn't get Balkas as well. If they're paying by virtue of the law of Kasher Zomam, then that's it. That's all it's done to them. They don't get Malkus on top of that. Rashi says, Kolam ishalem in eloka. Anyone who pays does not get Balkas. The Ksiv is the Pasuk says, Kadei Rish Aso. The reason is because in the pasuk of Malkus it says Kadei Rishaso, according to his evil deed. So we darshan from that Mishum Risha Achas, because of one evil deed. The word Rishaso in the pasuk is singular, because of or according to his evil deed, singular. So the drasha is Mishum Risha Achas at the Mechayvo, because of one act of rishus, one act of evil, you are mechayev him, you obligate him. V'iyata, and you do not mechayevo, you do not obligate him, mishum shtei rishayos, because of two evil deeds. So by giving him tashlumin and malkus, that's as though he's getting punished for two evil deeds, two separate things. So there's no, and there's only one thing which he did over here, and therefore that's all he has to pay for. And in Mesechus Kesubas, Makshinan, we ask the question, the obvious question, V'neima, why can't we say the following? Let us say, Kol Haloka, anyone who gets Malkus, Eina Mashalim, does not pay. In other words, according to the Chacham, only one punishment, so to speak, is given to these guys. And the punishment which is given is the Kasha Zoman punishment of paying what they were trying to impose upon the defendant. So say the opposite. Say they should get Malkus and say anyone who gets Malkus doesn't pay. We should say Kol Haloka and Mishalim. V'yilko, Kol Hazomim. Just say that all Hazomim get Malkus. V'lo Yishalim, don't pay. U'mashninon, and we answer over there, Mesechus Kesubas, Beferish. The reason is because Beferish explicitly, Ribsa Torah, Eidim Zomim L'Tashlumim. Explicitly, the Torah literally expands. The word ripsa, from the word rav, which means big, great, expands, or more colloquially, includes. Explicitly, the Torah includes Eidim Zomim L'Tashlumim for Tashlumim, for Yolif L'Hosom, the Gemara learns it over there. In other words, since by Eidim Zomim, there's it's explicitly stated, the fact that they get the reciprocal punishment, so that overrides Malkus, right? That overrides Malkus, which is more of a generic law for anyone who violates a negative commandment. So since there's an explicit requirement and consequence of reciprocal punishment of Hazoma, so that overrides the that overrides the other possibility of Malkus, which is more generic for all negative commandments. So that's why. So if there's a choice of one over the other, it's going to be Tashlumin over Malkus. But the Chiddush of the Chacham is they're only entitled to one punishment based upon that drush of Kedei Rishaso, according to his evil deed. Only one act of Rishos is he punished for, or they punished for. So that's then the Mishnah continues and says, Me'idim anu b'ish ploni. Another case is, we testify about a certain individual, Shehu chayev malchus, that he's chayev malchus aboyim. He's obligated to 40 lashes, which is 39. V'nimtzu zom, they're found to be zomim. So the Mishnah says, lokin shmonim. They get malchus 40, they get 80 sets of malchus. So here the testimony is that the guy is chayev malchus. That's their testimony. So again, you know, according to Reb Meir, this is according to, we'll see this in a second, this is according to Reb Meir, so they get 80 malchus, because one set of malchus, so the Mishnah says, Mishum lo sa'ana, one set is because of lo sa'ana, of not testifying falsely, that's one set of malchus, that's the negative commandment, lo sa'ana b'riacha, eight shoker, do not testify falsely against your neighbor, eight shoker, testimony of falsehood. Umishum v'asisim lo, and also because of asisim lo, due to him kasher zomam, as he plotted to do. They're the two psukim. These are the words of Reb Meir. Chachamim umrim, the chachamim say, ein lokim ala arbayim. They only get malchus, or they do not get malchus except 40, for the same reason. Rashi says, ein lokim ala arbayim, mishum kasher zomam, because of kasher zomam, avol mishum lo sa'ana, but because of lo sa'ana, lo loki. They don't get Malkush, because the Mefarsh but Gemara, like Gemara is going to explain. Now, ostensibly, this looks like this seems to be a redundant case. It seems very similar to the first case. But the Gemara is going to explain how it's not redundant, and there's a Chiddush in this case as well.